Okay, party people, today we're talking about the five most important things that will help you to create a successful startup. And remember, I'm always talking about when successful startups, it's not just the business side, although that's very important. That's one core, your career and your finances, but your entire life, all five of your cores. How do you run your life like a successful startup? So all these tips I'm going to be giving you apply to all five. So let's go. Number one. Persistence. Woo, Nelly, this is a big one. You have to have an unshakable belief, not only in yourself, but in what it is you're trying to create, what it is you're trying to get out there to the world. If you don't, you're dead in the water. It'll make all those times that you fail and you run into brick walls and there's obstacles that you have to pivot around, learn from, and grow from, it'll make those times impossible and you won't be able to push through. So you've got to believe in yourself, what you're doing, and that'll allow you to have this unshakable belief in being able to push through. All right, number two, we're gonna go with passion. Knowing your idea is a home run, kind of ties into what I was just saying, but this is just so important, so I wanna reemphasize it. Don't just follow, somebody else, follow the herd. Like, know that whatever it is you're doing, you're looking into the future and you're saying, this is where the world is headed. This is a great idea. I know that there's something here. That's going to allow for that persistence we were talking about to help push through. And now, following the herd, number three, this deserves its own one as well. There's these two types of categories I talk about, the 95%ers and the 5%ers I mention all the time. The 95%ers, it's the herd mentality. And it's not just business, but in life, it's doing the things that you think you're supposed to do, taking action based on the broken system we grew up in, the failure habits that we developed, and we just start continuing to do those, building more and more negative momentum. The key is to kind of step outside the box, see where the air is crisper, where other people aren't. How are they living their lives? What are the actions they're doing? What are their systems? And obviously that also applies to business as well, when you don't want to just follow somebody that has a good idea, because at best you're just going to be a mediocre knockoff. All right, number four, we're talking about goals. Holy shnikes, this one's important. I am flabbergasted, yes, I love that word. Didn't think I'd use that today. That the public educational system in particular does not have a curriculum from a very early age, culminating in high school, to where we are masters and experts at goals. I would not be where I am, I know for a fact, without goals. I was fortunate enough to learn about them early on in a book that I read. I've learned and grown how I do them, and it all ties to having a purpose, having a mission, knowing where you want to be in long-term, mid-term, short-term, and taking actions on those things every single day so that you don't get distracted by all the shiny, jiggly things trying to get your attention every day. You gotta have goals, otherwise you're just a ship without a rudder, being pulled in this direction and that, basically a fixed victim versus what you want to be, a growth owner. And finally, we're talking about your team. This is so important, and another one that I don't hear enough about in successful businesses and people that are able to create these massive, awesome things in their lives and for other people. If you don't have a good team, you're dead in the water. A book I read early on, it was called The Energy Bus, really cemented this into my head. And it was basically get the wrong people off the bus immediately and do whatever it takes to get the right people on the bus. And that just kind of has been my mantra ever since. And I look at hiring and finding new team members as a full-time job, as part of my job, as part of what I'm doing, versus this annoying distraction like, oh, I got to find somebody new. And letting people go way too long on the team that aren't pulling their weight, that are actually a cancer, that are helping build negative momentum versus helping the company build positive momentum. We actually just did a big restructure with our team, and it's already making a huge difference. And it's one of those things that's very easy to slip through the cracks and let go. People always have sob stories like, oh, I don't, don't fire me. I got eight kids. I got this. Well, you know what? If you don't get rid of the wrong people and if you don't get the right team surrounding you, you're going to be the sob story. All right. So those are my five top things to make sure that you're going to be a successful entrepreneur of not only your business, but your life. I hope you take them to the heart. Go get them.